recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
G'day, Cheekies. Welcome to Zed Games.
Well, beat me to the punch.
I always do.
It's my job. Jack's not here, so I got to beat someone to the punch.
Instantly red lines.
Just good.
Because I'm back.
That's the sign that we're doing well, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
When the lines are red.
Yes.
Yeah. I try to aim for like a big brick of red.
I'm
just
sure
so
that's
I blow Koshy's ears out when he edits.
Well, my name is Evie, and I'm here with Millie, Rani, and Caitlin.
Hi. Hi.
Beautiful harmony.
Yeah, that's cacophony.
Well, today we're just going to be chatting about some
Caitlin.
News.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes. Keep a straight face.
Sorry.
No more ASMR.
Impossible.
Man, we should go back to live streaming these things.
I know. Yeah.
Live streaming?
Yeah. We live streamed a couple of our shows.
Yeah, we used to do it, then Jack just got bored of doing it.
Or no, something. There was that week where it just there was no
and then
audio
he just gave
coming
up.
Through. Yeah.
We'll bring it back.
Yeah. Time.
All right, I'm going to run down a bit of the program tonight. So we're going to have the news. There's actually been quite a lot happening, so we'll probably fill in on some more news after the news.
Yep.
So it's a lot of news.
We love news.
And then later on, we're all going to be discussing The Sims 4 Realm of Magic.
I'm so excited.
Woo! I'm a subscriber.
Thank you.
Thanks for subscribing.
Man, that thing's bright.
There you go. I did my break. I'm happy.
There's probably just someone at home who's like got the reminder and they went, ugh, fine, push.
Yeah, they're not even listening.
But thank you if you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're still going to be talking about The Sims later on in the show, and I'm very, very excited because I think me and Ronnie have differing opinions.
Probably.
Fight. Fortunately, I don't have that soundboard. But
we can find it.
I really need to get some soundboards.
We have that time.
We need the, what's it called? The Seinfeld
Duke
noise.
Nukem.
You need the Seinfeld noise.
Down.
I don't know.
It might be copyrighted.
We are our own soundboard.
Or we could get the Law and Order.
Dun dun.
Yeah, dun dun.
All right.
As long as it's a public domain, it's fine.
I'll make a note to get a soundboard and we'll do something with it.
I'm so sorry, Jack.
No, you're not.
He's like, I'm not sorry.
No. Never be sorry.
All right. Well, on that note, let's listen to some news.
All right. Woo!
This week in gaming news, Untitled Goose Game creators have topped the Nintendo charts, with players all around the world engaging with a game that started as a gag, about a menacing goose. The four Melbourne-based developers say they are overwhelmed by their sudden success, topping the Nintendo Switch charts in the UK and Australia since release in mid-September. The premise of the game is to create as big a mess as possible without the game involving gun violence or gruesome deaths. Untitled Goose Game is only the second game to have been released by House House after their trailer for the game was released in 2017. They were signed on by US publishing company Panic. Dusseldorf, the founder of House House, says, "We can go on and keep making games as long as we'd like now." Nintendo lawyer John Kirby passes at 79. The man who defended Nintendo from Universal City Studios' copyright infringement suit had Kirby named after him in his honour. In 1982, Nintendo entered a lengthy lawsuit after Nintendo were asked to cease and desist based around the release of Donkey Kong, which they believed infringed on the trademark for King Kong. Nintendo only had 48 hours to stop selling, but also dispose of all their inventory. After a lot of back and forth, Nintendo hired John Kirby to represent the company and eventually set the record straight, which ended in Universal paying over $55,000 to Nintendo. Nintendo honored John Kirby by naming a now much-loved character after him. Our condolences are with John Kirby's family and friends. Call of Duty Mobile passes 35 million downloads days after its release on October 1st. Activision says that Call of Duty Mobile has claimed the most downloaded slot for iOS app ranking in 100 countries. FIFA 20 debuts in the number one spot on the Australian charts, and Sony has confirmed its next-generation console, the PlayStation 5, will be released between October and December 2020. Sony have also confirmed that PlayStation 5 will have a new controller, which will feature something Sony call adaptive triggers. In a post from Jim Ryan, president and CEO of PlayStation, says, "Developers can program the resistance of the triggers so that you feel the tactile sensation of drawing a bow and arrow or accelerating off-road vehicle through rocky terrain." Sony has promised to share more information in the year ahead. PAX Australia, hosted in Melbourne, will have a wide range of things to do, from interesting panels and presentations to featuring forthcoming blockbuster games such as Marvel's Avengers and Doom Eternal, which will both be playable on PlayStation 4. Not to mention, Nintendo Switch will have advanced access to Hollow Knight Silksong at the Nintendo booth, and Final Fantasy VII Remake will also be playable on PlayStation 4. And of course, the main highlight of PAX will be dozens of indie games on display. PAX will be on from Friday 11th of October until Sunday the 13th. Be sure to check it out. That's all this week in gaming news.
Ooh, PAX. I wish I was there.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so upset, man. Yeah. That exam got in the way.
Put your hand up if you wish you're at PAX.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Official gag on the radio. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, we all want to, but...
It was unanimous.
Yeah.
I have no money, so...
No, but we're here talking to them.
Talking about PAX.
At people at PAX.
Yeah. Well, Kosh is at PAX.
Everyone's at PAX.
Everyone's at PAX. He's still going to have to deal with this.
I know. Adrian's at PAX, too.
Yeah, the drifter.
Remember him? Stop triggering me, people.
Yeah. And Jack's at PAX.
Boo! Yeah.
So they're all at PAX.
He gets extra boo, though.
Yeah, because he's leaving us.
You can turn me down if you need to. I don't word so loud.
Why am I so loud today?
Nah. Yeah, oh, just I've never been to PAX.
I've never been either. Yeah. Oh, we should all go next year.
Next year.
And they can run the show.
Girls trip.
You know what? We should do that.
Yeah. We should.
I think we would do better recon missions and interviews than... Jack and Kosh, so...
Absolutely. People will be more willing to talk to us too, right?
Because we're
obviously,
girls.
Obviously, because we're girls, right? Right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Maybe they might actually be more scared sometimes.
That's good. That's what you want as a woman, to be scary.
Be scared of me.
If someone's scared of you, you're
intimidation.
Doing something right. Yeah. That's it. That's the goal.
I love I love it when I intimidate men because
me
I'm
too.
Tiny. And it's great.
It's Ronnie's a good feeling.
That's why Kosh isn't here tonight. Yeah. Not because
scared.
Of PAX.
Too scared.
His eyes like Ronnie scares me.
Anyway.
More in the news. Kirby passes.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, it is super sad. I didn't know the backstory either. It was very interesting that he was actually a lawyer for Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I had no idea until you told us today.
Yeah, well, you've been informed.
Yes.
And they named today I Kirby learned. After him.
Yeah. Also, I didn't get a chance to mention it in the pre-recorded news, but Doom Eternal is being bumped back by 3 months from release.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that was three extra months to raise the money to buy it, obviously.
To raise the money. I'll just get my GoFundMe going.
I need to buy Doot, please.
Doot.
So how are we feeling about that? Is it... Sad, happy they're going to be getting it.
I don't think Kosh is too happy.
But I mean, it's more time for them to work on it and make it perfect.
Well, that's what they were saying.
It's less crunch time, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always like, as much as it sucks having to push, like, wait longer for games, because, like, Animal Crossing got pushed back to March next year as well. When I heard it, I wasn't like, oh, god damn it, Nintendo. I was just like, that's fine, because I know that the game I'm going to get is going to be.
Yeah, I'd 100% rather wait.
The
for
problem
a game,
is
if it means people are going to like less it's going to be less people
stressing
and like missing
crunching.
Time with their families less
exactly.
crunch time.
The only problem is if like you push back the date not just once but twice and then the game is still shocking
looking at you
then
Final Fantasy.
Ouch.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts. Looking
Square
at you, New Man's
Sky.
No Man's Sky.
It finally got there apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, it did.
I
eventually,
don't trust
people
it.
Yeah. Like it now.
Yeah,
I don't like
it
now.
But it was not worth it when it came out, which is a shame. But again, longer wait times. I mean, Nintendo does it a lot, but then they always deliver on it.
Yeah.
So
I think they're one of the longest running games company in the world is Nintendo.
I think so.
Yeah. 130 years or something like that.
Yeah, they started as a game, as a card company.
Yeah.
Making pachinko machines.
Yeah, in Japan.
Yeah,
originally. Wow.
My brain just had
same
a moment
with Atari.
Where it was like, Atari game, but no computer? What?
No such
third institution. But button. But button. No screen? Game?
God,
people be like, gamers are so bad. They sit there in front of it and play games all day. And it's like, what about all those really... Like, chess. There's much elderly people who sit there and play chess.
Or solitaire.
Or, like, exactly. Why is that different?
No, because it's Mahjong at my mum.
Mahjong at mum.
Giant dominoes. Gosh.
Supposedly those things teach you skills, as if video games don't teach you any skills.
The muscle memory and, like, the reflexes that pro gamers have is insane.
Mm. Oh, I'm doing an entire project at uni right now about the, like, what video games can teach you and the educational benefits of video. Yeah.
Just like the
so good.
The reflexes thing really shocked me because the small pieces of information, like people react to a pixel and they know it's an enemy at a distance, and just like to snap straight away onto like a headshot, for example, as instantly as they do, which is like a 0.5 of a second.
God.
Absolutely amazes me.
Think about and people how go, good oh, they'd be as good. Drivers.
Yeah. It's like the kid who won Fortnite, like $4 million or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has amazing. Skill. He's extraordinarily talented.
Yeah, and it takes time to develop that. And you can be developing that. Yeah. Mm. I don't know why we're not, because it makes for... You know, slightly more aware people.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, sheeple.
Sheeple.
I know, though. I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't do the stuff they do. I think something, like, an enemy comes out in a game I'm playing, and I'm like, oh, God, hang on. I'll pause this. Oh, gotta go get it. Just wait. What gun do I have? Oh, my God. Wait.
That's a gun? It shoots knives.
Wait. And then I'll unpause it, and it's like an NPC. I'm like, oh. All right.
It's just a reflection of your own player in the wall.
It's me. Like, just looking at myself in the TV.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it teaches, like, goal setting and
something else.
Strategy,
team building.
Like, just,
An interesting milestone or something to be aware of with Untitled Goose Game was that it's one of the first mess-em-up games that's made it big that... is about creating a chaotic environment.
I love it so
that
much.
Involves no gun violence or no horrific or gruesome scenes.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I love it so much.
It's amazing to me that in 2K19 it's taken that long for someone to cultivate that. If that makes sense.
I know. Yeah, it's amazing because it's just like it just tapped into this little niche that I don't think anyone knew was there, and it's just exploded. Like, that four guys from Melbourne, obviously they had a lot of other people come in and do other bits, but that House have accomplished this is amazing, and I think it's incredible.
This is also the second game they've ever made.
That's insane.
It is insane. This is the second game they've ever made as an indie company.
Right.
And then when they actually released the trailer originally in 2017, Panic, US publishing company, picked them up after that.
Yeah.
Which helped support them create the rest of Untitled Goose Game.
It's and awesome.
Now they're like pretty much set to go as a company, which is fantastic because they obviously
deserve
got it. They well
yeah.
and truly deserve it.
It's so good. Such a good game.
It's so funny.
I've watched some of my favorite streamers play it and I'm like, oh my gosh, my favorite streamers who are often like Chicago, who don't really know much about the indie Australian community, are playing a game from Melbourne. It's just, it's
cool, right? Yeah.
And it's like whenever you watch like a big name film, it's particularly Marvel films, and you sit there through the credits because you know you got it, and then you see Screen Queensland and you're like, oh my god, that's really us.
I've never noticed that.
That's cool. Oh my god,
it's always there. It's like the last thing, and like sponsored by the Australian government as well. It's like the last two things that you'll see in movie credits, because
I feel like I want to go down the Australian government path, but I'm not going to.
So
we've already yelled about that in here.
Oh, deep.
On that note, not get political tonight.
Just think about gooses, you know?
Goose. Yes.
Geese?
Be the goose.
Geese?
The
gooses?
Geese.
Gooses?
Geese? Terry,
I'm
my goosey.
Hey, that was pretty good. I'm going to sample that later.
Thank you.
Soundboard.
I'm very good at making honk noises because ibises are my favourite bird.
All right, I want to talk about something something.
I want to talk about something.
I want to talk about Sims.
Yes,
Sims. But I'm I have to premise this with I'm coming out right now.
You're coming out.
I'm a spooky witch, and I am wholeheartedly into the witchcraft, guys.
Yes.
So this
spooky
Sims,
witches.
Yes, girls. Pack. Mm-hmm. Is like my jam. I was so excited.
Me
you
too.
Have no idea. I was sitting there making my little witch cottage today, and I was just like, "Oh my god, I'm so excited! I wish my actual house could look like this."
I was about to say she's making her witch cottage, and then she started playing Sims 4.
Yes,
yes, dude. I found this stick on the ground, like in real life. This happened. I saw it and I was like, that is a good stick. I picked it up. I was walking to Woolworths.
Simple things.
That is a good stick.
Walking to Woolworths and I put it down because I didn't want to walk into Woolworths carrying a stick because I'm a 21. I am an adult, right?
Yeah.
I look like a small child. I cannot carry a stick into Woolworths. And I left it outside of this restaurant. And like 3 days later, I came back and the stick was still there. So I took it home.
Meant to
and I was
be.
Like, that
meant
stick
to
is.
Be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like perfect. And my friend was like, you can make that stick into your wand. And I was like, I'm going
to
do it.
Just attach
I'm always
gems
looking
to
for
it.
Good
just
sticks. To make into things like
we love
a pentagram,
sticks.
But okay,
like a pentagram, we love summoning Satan.
The Sims.
What are you doing? Later?
It's not satanic though.
No. It's not.
Anyway,
that's a whole other. Show.
That's a whole other.
Whole other
like
shebang.
Wiccan or
yeah, it's
yeah.
the
yeah.
five
yeah.
It's elements.
Protection.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have to. Be
anyway,
back to Sims.
Sims.
So it's a stuff pack.
Yes, yeah,
which is interesting because it's got pretty much everything that expansion pack would have.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's cheaper. It's got a new world. Mm-hmm. It's got, like, new...
With one lot to live in.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Two lots. One lot to build on, and then another lot with a little cottage.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
It's lame.
Yeah.
I need more lots.
Yeah. The worlds are very big in The Sims 4 now, and it makes
it's
me sad.
So bad.
It's got, what, like, you can be a spellcaster, you can be different types of...
Spellcaster,
you know. It's got all the house stuff, all the different clothes. It's an expansion pack,
the
but it was like
was
half the price, right?
So I'm under the impression here, Rani, that you're quite positive
I love
about
it.
The game, whereas Millie over here is like meh.
Oh, I was so excited, like Rani was, because I love the expansion pack, so I was just as surprised as she was that it was a stuff pack, not an expansion pack.
Yeah, it made it so much more, like, so much more worth it.
Yeah.
Because last time, like, my first show, I reviewed the Island Living.
Yeah. That was an expansion pack.
Expansion pack, and I regretted the $50 I spent on it.
It was not worth $50, that's for sure.
No.
So it's like a whole $20 cheaper for this
one. This was absolutely worth like 30 bucks, I think. I paid for it.
Yeah. I know. But no, I was just as surprised that it was a stuff pack, so I was happy with that.
Yeah.
But as soon as I booted it up and I was like, I'm going to make this cute little witch character and she's so beautiful. And then I was like, oh, there's only one lot to live in because I hate building. So aww. I was just like, let me move in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll get a laptop, you know, just do the usual Sim stuff. And then, like, no one came to my door, number one, for ages.
Aww.
And I'm like, hello?
I had, like,
where's my welcoming party?
Where's my welcoming party?
Yeah,
you get a welcoming party if you move into the neighbourhood. So they didn't turn up first. Then they turned up and they wouldn't talk to me. I'm like, okay, cool.
One of them brought a really bad fruit cake that my Sim keeps eating and like regretting.
Yes.
She's like, oh, what did I eat? And I'm like, stop, like, throw out the fruit cake.
I just threw it out. As soon as they give it to me, I'm like, in the bin. But yeah, then I found like the magical world and everything. I was like, oh, this might actually get good now, and like I'll learn how to, you know, be a spellcaster and everything. And I'm bored.
Aww. Yeah, it's not
because they're just
lot.
Like click, like it's like basically playing League. Click, 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 click. And I'm like, it's not interesting. I want my like Sim to be like, wacha, sort of thing. Like, do this cool thing. And then you have to take, like, you learn one spell. And then you have to go read a book. And then you learn one spell. Then you have to go read another book. It's like, I'm bored.
It's not like practical as, like, when... when you're teaching your sim to learn an instrument or something. But, so, for example, you can get cauldrons. So, one, I keep making mac and cheese in my cauldron because you can make mac and cheese in your cauldron. But then you can...
That is, I'm sorry, that is the most 2019 witch stuff I've ever heard in my life. What are you doing? Just making mac and cheese in my cauldron.
But YouTube tutorial.
Yeah. It's so good.
You can experiment in the cauldron, so that's what my sim is doing. And I have her sitting there actually experimenting. You can see her, like, what she's doing. She's not just reading a book.
Yeah, I've only just started doing that, so things might change.
So it might just be, like, the different ways that you learn about things. Because I suppose even in that sort of real, air quotes, real life, whatever you're doing, when you were trying to learn spells, you read a lot about them, because and most people come up with their own spells instead, and so you do a lot of reading, you kind of write down what you want, and then you try it, and you trial and error, and you test run it. When it comes to, like, making potions or concoctions or oils, you are always experimenting, and it's very hands-on, and it's very sort of a tactile thing that you get to do. And, of course, you can grow things. You can grow magical herbs, I think it is.
Yeah.
Magical plants.
Yeah, you pick them up, like, around the school that you go to. There's, like, little seeds, and you pick them up.
Oh, okay.
You research them, harvest them, use them.
Yeah. You get that sort of, like, extra herbology point. That's not the right term, but, like, there is, like, a skill of gardening, but when you want to be, like, there's another, like, career with, like, something to do with nature as well, like, that already is all the way up, so if you want to, like, change careers halfway through, like, it all helps you in the end, but, yeah, I was just, like, I was a little unimpressed, is probably the way to put it.
Right.
But let me just say, I've forgotten his name. Their name, sorry, excuse me, I misgendered them. Their name.
Yeah.
The new person in it, they're just amazing. They're so beautiful, the blonde one.
Oh, I don't know if I've, like, interacted with them yet.
They're so beautiful. Which is actually I wanted to talk about. The Sims implemented a little while ago that your Sim can be transgender, or just not go by any gender, so non-binary, fluid.
That's amazing.
Whatever you'd like, you can change, like, their preference to have what genitalia.
Do you have a different, like, extra pack? Because I'm not sure I've come across this.
No,
just the stock.
Stock standard. Cool. It's in the creator sim. I'm a creator sim player.
Yeah.
So I just sit there and I just create characters and I play them for a little bit and then go delete.
Yep.
So I'm not the one. I'm like, I'm going to play you till you die.
I like to build.
Yeah. So everyone's a different sort of Sims player. But what it was really interesting for this pack, everyone was, like, thirsting over this new character that everyone thought was a male character. Because every stuff pack or expansion pack has, like, one hot guy that they're like, make babies with him, that sort of thing. But as it turned out, they're non-binary.
It's really impressive
that everyone was just like, oh, you're so hot. Then all of a sudden it's like, actually, they're non-binary and they're still attractive. Like, that sort of thing. Yeah. That's not like, you know, some gross dude over there.
So you're saying that they put me in this game.
Yeah, they put you in the game, Evie. Yeah. You gorgeous being, you. But it's fantastic because he's also... They're also an elder of sorts of the magic. So you talk to them to learn magic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you improve their relationship with, like, your relationship with them. So it's just really not forced interaction, but, like, they're an integral part of the story, not just, like, inclusion.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think...
It's really great. I actually really enjoyed that about this pack because... Yeah. They're important. Yeah.
I think for me, it was the fact that it was a stuff pack, because I've never bought a stuff pack before. Mm. I have so many Sims 3 expansion packs, but never a stuff pack, because I can never really justify the money for a stuff pack just stuff.
Mm. Right.
But I think because it was a stuff pack, and I wasn't spending as much money on it, but it was close to an expansion pack, I was less disappointed by the fact that there weren't as many things.
How much did it cost?
I have an Origin membership, so for me it was $27.99.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mine was
$30. Yeah. Hmm. So I think the usual price is $29.99.
It's sort of reasonable. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's good, but...
And it's pretty...
Don't expect an expansion pack. So I think that was my thing. I was just like, oh my God, it's going to be so big.
So it was sort of oversold and the hype got a bit too much.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden it was like, stuff.
Yeah, okay. I looked in expansion packs for
so
it.
So did I.
And then when it wasn't there, and it was like stuff packs, I don't know what just happened. That's witchcraft.
Yeah,
we're talking a light just came on.
Yeah, it was really dark in here in the studio a moment ago, and then all of a sudden the light came on.
But yeah, I was looking in expansion packs, and then I saw it was in the stuff packs, and I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm a hoe for magic, but all right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
get it.
You should do it.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Have a play. If you like The Sims, it's worthwhile to add to your collection.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a really good show, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had fun.
I've had fun too.
Me
yeah.
Too.
We're going to chaos.
we're going to leave you. My name's Evie, and I was here with Caitlin. Hello. Rani.
Yes.
And Millie.
Hi.
Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your time.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.